Welcome to Shutter Island.
You are hereby required to surrender your firearms.
We are duly appointed federal marshals.
But during your stay, you will obey protocol.
We take only the most dangerous and damaged patients, ones no other hospital can manage.
So this prisoner escapes in the last 24 hours.
We don't know how she got out of her room.
It's as if she evaporated straight through the walls.
We haven't heard the truth once yet,
but no one will talk. It's like they're scared of something.
Okay, here's the deal. Shutter Island is Martin Scorsese's first narrative feature film since he won the Oscar for The Departed 3 years ago. And while it's a good movie, it's not as great as some of its predecessors. The film follows a U.S. Marshal who is brought to an isolated sanitarium for the criminally insane to track down a missing patient. It's loaded with great performances by actors like Leonardo DiCaprio and Ben Kingsley, and it sets a great mood for a psychological thriller. Unfortunately, it's not terribly original in terms of plot twists, and Scorsese overstays his welcome with some awkward and overindulgent dream sequences and flashbacks. Still, Shutter Island is worth your time. Shutter Island gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.